Good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered
yes.
to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Definitely vote. 50-50?
Thank you. What is your age?
62.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very
yes.
strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Okay, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 and 0 if it is
very
important,
10.
Okay. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting abortion rights.
5.
Cracking down illegal drugs.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Lowering rent.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost
10.
Of goods. Funding for mental health services.
8.
Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
7.
Sorry?
7.
Oh, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress.
100.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
Janelle Bynum.
Don't know.
Tina Kotek.
Don't know.
Kamala Harris.
0.
Joe Biden.
0.
McDonald's.
McWhat?
McDonald's.
McDonald's? Don't
yes,
know.
Okay.
Who is he? Who is he?
That is the fast food restaurant.
Oh, McDonald's?
Correct.
I don't know. 50-50.
Thank you. Lori Chavez Dreamer.
0.
Donald Trump.
100.
J.D. Vance.
100.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Dreamer.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance
no
at all?
Chance
that
for Biden. No chance for Biden.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Very much so.
Thank you. So would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
She's doing fine.
Okay. Would you strongly approve or somewhat
strongly approve?
Okay. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Dreamer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse